Good morning. And joining us right now is Colonel Charles McGee, one of the original Tuskegee Airmen. Good morning, sir, and welcome back to Oshkosh.
Morning, and it's good to be here.
You are, I understand, 99 years young.
That's just exactly right.
But you are still in remarkable shape, and it is always a pleasure to have you here at Oshkosh, not only doing appearing on this show, but you do so many things on the grounds as well to help encourage young people to be the best they can be.
That's why it's a joy to be here, to be able to not only see and look and so on, but encourage the young folks because they're our country's future.
That's right. When you were a youngster, how did you get involved in aviation? What was the path that led you there?
Well, the path that led me there literally was avoiding the draft.
Okay.
I was in college, ROTC, and learned to handle a rifle, but because I was in school, draft board wasn't pulling my number. Okay. Had they, probably been on the ground with a rifle. Heard about the aviation opportunity. Passed the exams. Once I had that first flight in a PT-17, I was hooked.
Tell us about that first flight.
Oh, my goodness. To be able to get in that aircraft and go up, and I think at that time they were building Tuskegee Army Airfield, and my instructor said, "See the airfield over there?" I think I said yes, but I'm not sure what I was looking at. But as I say, I was hooked. I enjoyed flying, and it just became a passion that couldn't stay away from.
Good. And once you completed your primary training, did you transition to Tuskegee then?
We were at Tuskegee.
Tuskegee, okay.
It turns out that Tuskegee Institute had a good civilian pilot training program, and they got the contract for Army primary training. So that was done at Moton Field that they built for the training, and then we went to the Army Airfield for basic and advanced and check out in a P-40.
So you originally were flying in the P-40?
That was our first tactical aircraft, P-40, but only the original, the first squadron, 99th, flew it in combat, because although three single-engine fighter squadrons followed them, and we were combat ready in the P-4, and he said, "You're going to fly the P-39 Bell Air Cobra."
So
we switched. I was in the 302nd Squadron.
Okay. Right, because most people associate the Tuskegee Airmen with the Red Tails and the P-51s, but there were actually, as you said, three aircraft that that were flown by Tuskegee Airmen.
Yeah, well, really, the 99th flew the P-40 in combat. The three squadrons of the 332nd Fighter Group flew the P-39. The group was picked to begin the escort work. We picked up P-47 Thunderbolt, flew it for a very short time, then got the P-51 Mustang, which certainly was the aircraft for us to do a great job.
Right. And you have the distinction of having recorded the most combat time and combat missions of any combat pilot in three wars.
Well, with a little research, they found out that we have to be careful how we say that.
Oh, okay.
One of the few Air Force records with 100 or more missions in each of three wars,
okay.
World War II, Korea, Vietnam. There are a number of pilots that have found that have had two tours in Vietnam at that time, maybe, but not many with 100 or more in each
in
of three
conflicts.
Wars.
Right. Okay. Well, I will amend my notes then. And what were some of your experiences in Europe during World War II?
Fortunately, we had good training. We had great leadership in Ben Davis, Jr., who had been denied training when he graduated from West Point in 36 and became a part of led the 99th and came home and became the leader of the 332nd Fighter Group. So he led us. Young Rice, second first lieutenants, know what the job was. We couldn't go happy hunting just to try to be an ace. We stuck with the bombers under his leadership, and that paid off in the long run. But to be able to fly the Mustang, and I always say you have to qualify it with the Rolls-Royce Merlin engine, tops of the day.
Amazing. And then returning to the States, going from a more open sort of society, and then coming back to the United States where segregation was still very much a part of life.
You're right.
It must have been a difficult transition.
Well, it was. It wasn't easy, but then if we kept the focus of what we were, why we were there and what it was all about, and I've always said, you know, the country, when we declared war, came out of 10 years of depression. It didn't change segregation, but the opportunity for jobs and the war buildup, the enlistments and so on, everybody was involved. That still existed for a time, but as a, particularly as the Air Force looked at the record that we performed in Europe, determined that we need to integrate and use our money the right way rather than a segregated base, and finally close the segregated base in 1949, which you might say led our country in equal access and equal opportunity for all.
We're talking with Colonel Charles McGee, one of the original Tuskegee Airmen, also a combat pilot in Korea and in Vietnam. When you joined the Air Force and through World War II, were you thinking of a career in the Air Force?
No. Segregation kind of forced a career, because when I was in commercial aviation, they didn't want me or women.
Okay.
Took some lawsuits in the 60s. But on the other hand, I couldn't have written a script for better opportunities. And sometimes I say, why me or how me? Wonderful assignments, and just enjoyed it, and was fortunate to actively fly 27 of my 30 years of service.
It's amazing.
Amazing, and such a wonderful opportunity. So that's what I pass on to young folks. Find what you like and stick with it.
There you go. What aircraft did you fly in Korea?
In Korea, flew the P-51 again.
Okay.
But never saw a MiG, because they weren't down in trees where we was. So my World War II experience, I call this air superiority.
Right.
Korea, interdiction, ground support, supporting troops. Vietnam, tactical intelligence, completed there. No weapons, just speed for
in Vietnam.
Defense.
What aircraft is that?
The reconnaissance version of the F-4.
Okay.
And then I was later, after Korea, to be a part of the 50th Attack Fighter Wing. We had F-4s, C's, D's, and E's, and I was still flying, so a happy camper.
Obviously, everyone has their favorite aircraft, and mine has always been, since I was young, the P-51 Mustang, but in a close second is the F-4. There's just something about the way that airplane looks on the ground and in the air and the sound that it's just amazing.
It was amazing, but you know, I got a chance to get an F-16 ride after I retired, and somebody said, how do you compare it to the F-4? I said, you don't. Technology has taken us, and that still exists, and that's a challenge for young folks today, to be prepared for where technology is taking us.
Oh, yes, it is amazing how things have changed. Even looking at the changes in aircraft here, the home-built community, from what it was in the 70s when EAA first landed here to what we're looking at today with home builds, it's truly amazing.
It's so true. It's so true. And young folks need to know that and be aware.
And not only the aircraft, but of course the unmanned aerial vehicles, the drones and things, that technology continues to accelerate by leaps and bounds. And who knows what the future will bring us.
That's so true.
If folks would like to meet you in person, where are you located on the grounds? I know you're
pretty much up at Kid Venture, okay, sharing with the Commemorative Air Force and the Red Tail Squadron of the Commemorative Air Force.
Okay. And the movie trailer is up there as well?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And I'll let you close with some words of wisdom that I see that you have the four P's.
Oh, my goodness, yes. You know, I found that good to pass on to the young folks. Perceive, prepare, perform, persevere. Dream your dreams. Find what your talents are, and I like to add, hopefully among something you enjoy doing. Prepare. Get a good education. Learn to read, write, and speak well, and develop those talents. Perform. Always doing your best, but with excellence as a goal in everything that you do. And finally, persevere. Don't let adverse circumstances be an excuse for not achieving. You know, we could have gone off with our head bowed and said they don't like me and not served our country. All of us need to serve, and so it's a great opportunity.
And also, You're very. You have supported the Boy Scouts of America as well as the Tuskegee Airmen.
Absolutely. Enjoyed scouting, and you know, if everybody lived by the Scout Oath and the 12 Scout Laws, we'd have a different country. But it's so important and very rewarding in what it meant for the future opportunities.
Excellent. We are talking with Colonel Charles McGee, one of the original Tuskegee Airmen, and also probably one of the only people who's has 100 combat missions in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, and has been sharing his wisdom with those of us at Air Venture for many years, and hopefully for many years to come. Go see him at Kid Venture. He's a wonderful gentleman, and always a pleasure to have you on our show, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. Hope everybody's having a great time.
So far, so good. The weather's cooperating now, so I think we're in good shape. This is From the Stand. I'm Steve Buss, and you're listening to EIA Radio.